Ani White sprinkles rosemary, among other spices, over two whole chickens. She's preparing dinner for her fishing crew. They're all taking a quick nap before it's time to pick the nets again.
We eat pretty good around here. I like to cook, definitely.
Along with the chicken, fresh green salad and corn on the cob are on the menu tonight. Ani prepares the meal in one of the half dozen cabins her family owns on Ikuk Beach. About 20 other families have similar cabins all along the beach. There are a few close friends that fish alongside with Ani, but it's mostly a family operation. Ani is in her mid-20s and lives in Anchorage now, but says it's a family reunion each summer at the small fish camp.
During the year, we're all different places, going to school, and so we usually only come together Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then, of course, in the summertime for Ikuk, so fishing.
Ani is the oldest and has sort of taken over as head of the camp. Her father, John Bowker, is a pilot in Dillingham. He's been fishing since the 70s, but now that his kids are older, for the most part, he lets them do all the work.
My wife and I keep none of the money from the fishing. It's all for these kids' college and for their education and their endeavors.
He flew over from Dillingham earlier in the day to drop off some supplies and fix the fridge. He says fishing on Ikuk is unique for Bristol Bay, with satellite television and a nightly steam bath. He says fishing here is like a vacation, not really work.
Out here you throw your net out like you see out in front. We're not sitting out in a boat beating around out there. Look at those boats beating around out there. Does that look like any fun? No, I did that when I was a kid. That's no fun. Those guys ain't having no fun.
Ani leaves the chicken in the oven to cook. The tide is on its way out, and it's time to pull the nets. Heavy winds and rains greet this fishing family as they leave their cabins to retrieve their nets from the bay. While most fishing in Bristol Bay involves pulling a heavy net over the stern or bow of a boat, things are done differently here in Ikuk. No need for a boat on this beach. A highway of trucks and four-wheelers move up and down the beach. Unlike set net sites on other beaches in Bristol Bay, the fishermen in Ikuk use pickup trucks and a pulley system to drag their nets out of the water. Ani directs all the work from the cab of her pickup truck.
Help Donna when it's down here! She needs help! Somebody, one person!
Ani's sister Jana wears two sweatshirts under her rain gear to stay warm as she works the net out of the water. Another crew member joins her to attach the net to the winch on the front of the truck. The truck begins to back up and the net slowly slides out of the water. Jana's been working these nets her entire life, and she has picking the fish out down to a science.
When the web is like by the head, you just pull it over the head, but if the web is over like the back tail, then you just pull it through.
The bed of the trucks have all been modified to hold a slush of seawater and ice. Their catch goes into that icy brine, and they drive it up to the cannery about a mile up the beach. Like a lot of fishermen, Ani thought the season was going to be a dud, but the late push changed that. She says this time last year, they had already packed up all their gear.
Yeah, we thought we weren't gonna get any fish, and here we're going on more fish than we got last season, so be happy about that.
With fishing out of the way, it's time to eat that chicken.
Oh, baby!
Nia, another sister, says she appreciates Ani's cooking.
Yeah, we don't know if it's better taste, or it's we eat better, or it just tastes better down here because we work all day.
John Bowker believes having his kids do this work is about more than just fish or money. He says the summer fishing work has taught his kids discipline and how to plan for the future.
People don't think about looking into the future. No plan. You might as well be like a piece of driftwood drifting around out in the bay. You don't have a clue where you're going. You're taking where the wind and the current are going to take you. So you got to have a plan for your kids, you know.
Ani White has a plan. She plans on being back at Ikuk Beach each and every summer, leading the way for the next generation of family fishermen.
As long as there's fish and as long as the cannery's open, as long as there's someone to buy my fish, I'm going to be down here. So definitely a lifelong Ikuk resident.
After dinner, the crew heads off to the steam baths before bed. The tide turns early in the morning, and another day of fishing will soon begin. For KDLG, I'm Matt Martin.